seed to the oat, to the oat, to the bowl, to the spoon. Bowl to the spoon, to the mouth of the boy in the room.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Good goes around and around and around. Seed to the oat, to the O on that table for two.
This is the new TV commercial for Cheerios cereal. It's called Good Goes Round. And while Cheerios is a global brand, the music for the spot originated right here. It's by Dorchester hip-hop artist Latrell James.
Cool if she hangs, you can show her what's good. Good goes around and around and around. See to the oaks.
James put a sunny, feel-good swing into the Cheerios spot, but it's the tracks from his other work that are really worth listening to. Songs about the reality of his life and experience that carry gravitas and poetry in each jam-packed rhyme. And Latrell James joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
So, how is it that a hip-hop artist from Dorchester became the voice for Cheerios?
Having friends. That's the best way to put it. Yeah, I have friends. And it's just really just a big thank you to Brian from Gratitude Sounds, which is a company in Boston that focuses on licensing music for commercials and television. So
and
thank
so that,
you, Brian.
That's how the connection was made?
Absolutely.
Do you think hope is going to open a lot more doors for you?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you can have somebody's voice and people, you know, people like a song that a particular person's attached to and they can hear that all over the world, people are curious of who that person is and what else they have to offer. So like, it's definitely helped me. And I mean, it's I like social media wise, you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Play wise on my SoundCloud, you can see that. It's pretty cool.
Has anyone said, I just got to ask this,
go
has anyone
it.
Said it's you're selling out?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I would never see it as selling out because, I mean, like today, like a stream is worth less than a penny and artists need other revenue streams to make money. Like no artist is out here making all their money directly from their music anymore. They're selling merchandise. They're doing tours and they're partnering up with corporations a la Chance the Rapper, a la Pusha T. These guys have done commercials with Kit Kat. I just seen Chance on a Twitter commercial,
yeah,
which is pretty crazy. So like, and Pusha T was on
McDonald's, right?
Those are big things. And even back then, in the 90s, I can recall Biggie Smalls on a St. Ives commercial. And I can recall, who else had a St. Ives commercial? Like a beer company. Like these are things that you see. I mean, artists need other ways to make their money. So
absolutely a fair point. You know, since you mentioned Chance the Rapper and Pusha T, what do you think it is about hip hop that makes it such a great voice or, you know, part of ad campaigns for huge companies? Why do you think they're doing that?
Hip hop has its thumb on the pulse of the youth.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. It's a youth driven market. And not only is it just youth driven, it's connected. It's connected all of the ages from back with KRS-One to even now. So like, those people still listen to this music. It's a growing pond of people who love hip hop. And like, that's one of the coolest things out here. It's ever changing. There's a new star every 2 years. Like, who wouldn't want to be a part of hip hop?
So, okay, so we talked about Cheerios. We got that out of the way. Let's talk about your other music.
Absolutely.
And I'd love to have you play some for us. How about Beautiful Day?
Sure. Yeah, 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 yeah. Look, woke up my inner demon, an angel with plans of scheming. Trouble season while your pastor is beaming, gleaming. Pistol squeezing, then relieve you of expensive sneakers. The stamp receiving, everybody got that diabetes. Sugar levels in movie theater shootings, they raised the marathon in the city of Lord, Massachusetts, the streets are flooded with students. Some of them lack class, ironic, most of them stupid. And the ones who ain't pursue it, ride around in that Buick, and the mentality, they own everything you get. So your jewelry's useless, security's useless. People die every day, how we gonna be immune to it, huh? Possess brothers with weapons in their possession. Get exercise in facilities of correction. Serves aid and come out with all this aggression. Then repeats the same thing, cause nobody hires a felon, Then lines of what isn't important. Skip lines of employment and jumping lines for Jordans. These lines distorted, some lines were snorted. Lines that shouldn't be crossed, enemies back and forth, it means nothing if it doesn't make you happy. Peer pressure lands you in the pack of patty. Had to follow choice, follow suit, or follow your voice. Get your education and forever owe your Auntie Sally. Good morning. Yeah. A good morning. Get your case in there forever. Look. Yeah. I said, had to follow choice, follow suit, or follow your voice. Get your education. Look. Look.
That was cool. That was Latrell James performing his song, Beautiful Day.
I see.
Right here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So that song, it's got some love, some honest love.
Absolutely.
For Massachusetts and for Boston. So many lines that we could talk about, like Massachusetts, the streets are flooded with students. Some of them lack class. Ironic, most of them stupid. So tell me about Beautiful Day.
It's a song I wrote because it's the total opposite of what the title is. And I think that, like, we all wake up and say it's a beautiful day outside, but there's a lot of truth amongst people just walking around the city, amongst truth amongst myself. So, like, I just want to reflect about the honest side of things. Particularly that line is just a reflection of, you know, like, I felt like when I went to college and had no clue of what I wanted to do. I only went because my peers were going. And I felt like, you know, that's a stupid decision. You should go when you know what you want to do and pursue and not go just to go. So that's where I know a lot of my peers felt the same way, too. So that's where that line comes from. Massachusetts, the streets are flooded with students. We got kids traveling from all over the world to come pursue school at prestigious colleges, MIT, Harvard. And a lot of them don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They don't know what they want to be 4 years from now. So, like, that's where that line comes from.
Well, and then you also talk about people not being able to get jobs because they'd been formerly incarcerated. Mm-hmm. So,
possessed brothers with weapons in their possession, get exercise in facilities of correction, serves aid and come out with all the aggression and repeats the same thing because nobody hires a felon. Yeah. It's the truth.
Yeah.
That's literally the cycle. And it happens a lot in urban communities in Boston. So, like, I'm just going to tell you the ugly truth, and you have to accept it over such a pretty beat.
So tell me more about how you grew up in Dorchester.
See.
Yeah. So tell me, how did that influence what's in your music now?
It's amazing because Dorchester is so diverse. I mean, like, going down towards Bowdoin Street, Cape Verdean community is huge. And then you go down to Geneva Ave and around Dorchester Ave. The Vietnamese community is huge. And then you can also take Dorchester Ave straight into Mass Ave, which leads to some of the biggest universities in the world. Like, you get to see some of the toughest streets at the same time, and you can literally take a bus and get to one of the most prestigious colleges in the world. So, like, when you get that dichotomy, it affects you. Mm-hmm. It affects you a lot. And that's what my music is.
So tell me more about how it affected you.
Me in particular? I mean, like, it was strange because I have 5 other siblings besides myself. So, like, I didn't grow up getting everything I wanted, but I also got to see, like, you know, you don't need everything you want to be happy. I was in an apartment, and then right next to me, like, Dorchester's weird. You can be in an apartment and your best friend could be in, like, one of the best houses in the world. Like, and it's like, wow, your house is beautiful. Like, there's just that much difference in class. Those things literally shape me because I know the difference between, like, that didn't change. It doesn't matter if you're in that situation, if you're going to private schools or not, like, a human is a human. That's why I look at everything now. It's like, all right, that's a human being. They can be going to the most prestigious school in the world. They can have all of this, but, like, you're a human because you live next door to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me, how did you get into music?
My mom, honestly. My mother and father listened to a lot of, like, oldies around the house, a lot of Parliament, a lot of Bootsy Collins, Kraftwerk. My mom is, like, super diverse when it comes to music, so she didn't just let us listen to one thing. Eventually, I just wanted to pick up and learn how to do it. I started rapping, like, at 12, and my mom couldn't afford to purchase beats for me, so I begged her to buy me a program, FL Studio, and me and my brother learned how to produce. We would just come home from school, do our homework, and just produce every day. And eventually, we got okay at it, I guess.
Or maybe more than okay,
yeah.
Right? All right, well, can we have you do another song for us?
Sure.
How about Candles?
Cool.
Oh yeah, I'm grateful for another. Thank my sister, mother, father, and my brothers. Oh yeah, say happy birthday. Say happy birthday.
Look. I remember when things were oh so simple. Saturday cartoons, Sega, Super Nintendo. Learning my ABCs, a brother still say elemental. How it go from that to me getting my first pimple. I really hated school, look at all the hell I went through. Sally Mae on my back, you think they care brother rent due? Torn between filling my pockets and trying to fill venues. I could kill a person, but James, they'll go a rental. Momento, I'm about to gain momentum. About to buy my family homes, I ain't never considered written. Living normal, so die dormant. Jay Dinks for the way of living. Ain't met a person that ain't wanna be Jordan over Pippin. Is you kidding? I thought I'd never grow up. I got a room full of folks hoping I never blow up. Praying that they take off the same time they slow up. Man, don't get your hopes up. Egg me on, get yoked up. I tell my exes, so what? I tell them, brother, so what? And since everybody's a boss, who the hell gon' own up to living for lame mignon lifestyle when they pockets cold cut? No such thing as penny pinching and pimping people. Hold up, that's word to Martin Lawrence. Until I'm riding in foreigns, my reign has begun. Beware people was pouring. When you doing something right, look at everybody eye you, trying to blow my candles out before I do. Hold up, they told me do better, but never better than them. I let these fools catch up. Never again, I kept it moving, people. When they were settling in, I felt the room's pressure. I survived, no wonder why they wanna blow my candles out, ay. One by one, ay. They wanna blow my candles out, ay. One by one. Can a brother celebrate cause he made it to 23? Can a brother have his cake without you hollering for a piece? By any means, but I'm still hollering for some peace. But if a sucker disrespect, I be hollering, get the peace. Give him a piece of mind before he's left resting in peace. Cause I wouldn't mind the peace, and funerals aren't cheap. You seen the price of a headstone lately? They bury Mike in a Promethean wooden cross is what Jesus gets. Dying's the easiest, but living and believing it is meaningless. It's hard to believe the reaper is a step around the corner, a block from where you stay. And he's always in the hood, that sickle ready to play. Seen the grim grin on the brother who robbed me for my J's. I took them sneakers off and got to live another day. Cause no material possession worth my well-being. I got a few folks mad to hear that trail breathing. I'm doing better than ever, better than I could imagine. No, I'm lying, doing better than teachers who told me rapping was the last thing that I should be considering success in. Ironic, with teachers the average paying profession. Them are wrong for wanting gourmet meals, not out the drive-thru. This world a killer, brother. Ask Janet how they did Michael. When you doing something right, look at everybody eye you, trying to blow my candles out before I do. Hold up, they tell me do better, but never better than them. I let these fools catch up. Never again, I kept it moving, people. When they were settling in, I felt the room's pressure. I survived, no wonder why they wanna blow my candles out, ay. One by one, ay. They wanna blow my candles out, ay. One by one.
That was so good.
Thank you.
Latrell James performing Candles.
Thank you.
Live for us right here.
Thank you very much.
Is that song, is that your story?
Yeah, that's really my whole story right there.
Because, I mean, every line is so packed.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that the lines come together around a section, for example, where the word peace is used in like four different contexts, one right after the other? Can you, like, how do you make that happen?
So, like, it's weird for me. Like, when I think of words, I just don't think of words as like, hey, it's a word like peace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think about it like, how do people use these words in their regular day context? What's the power behind the word peace?
Right.
Not just peace itself. Like, you know, you can be a piece to a puzzle. You can bring peace to something. So, like, I try to think about it in different ways. Every time I hear a word, I'm always thinking about other ways. And I always look into synonyms, too. I love synonyms because words mean a bunch of different things. And I just think it's interesting that you can say red and then you can say red. I read something and then have the color red. It's just, it boggles me.
Because what I loved about that section, though, is that, you know, through the artistry of how you put the words together, you connect, like, these extremes of your life experience, right? Like a piece of cake, like celebrating through the visual, the idea of that piece of cake, celebrating your life through, you know, peace as in, you know, a weapon and the dangers that folks face, you know, on the streets, through peace as in like the idea of peace. And then, as you mentioned, peace from a puzzle. I mean, it just so elegantly wove all of those things together.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
So I should say that you're performing these songs for us in the studio with a backing track.
Mm-hmm.
But when you perform live, you have a band with you. Usually.
Absolutely. Hip hop is music, yeah. And it translates the same way as any other genre to a live band. But the reason why I do it is because a live band can bring out emotions in a record that a two-track cannot do. And there's things that we can do live that I would never be able to do. Like, you know, instrumental is restricted to a time frame. And like when I have a live band, if I want to bring those lines back or that verse back again, yeah. I could bring it back and we could change the way it feels and we can change the energy, take the drums out, just play it with bass and a guitar. So like those are things that I'm really into because I know like words impact people. And an instrumental is great for it's for you to have it while you're mobile. That's what a song is for. It's for you to have it while you're mobile. But a live show is for you to hear and experience it there.
Now, I've heard that you've said it in the past that you want to be the greatest rapper. I still think that's entirely possible. But that now maybe you just want to be a great influence. Also possible. So, but what kind of influence is it that you want to have?
That's great research there. Sheesh, I don't remember when I even said that, but I did say that at one point. That's very true. At one time, you know, it was always, hey, I just want to, like, Jay-Z is my favorite rapper. It's like, I just want to be better than Jay-Z. But then when you look back at it, I'm like, do I want to be like Jay-Z or do I want to influence people the way Jay-Z did? And even more so for me, I'm like super involved in my community. So like I want to always give back. And maybe I'm not the greatest rapper, but maybe I inspire the greatest rapper, or maybe I end up producing and helping the next greatest producer become great. Because like we're given tools and I feel like we should share our tools, our knowledge with people. So like that's when I say influence. I don't want to be the biggest rapper anymore because being the biggest rapper comes with a lot of craziness.
Well put. I have to say though, just hearing you and watching you perform here, your music has the power to put people right in the middle of your experience.
That's what I try.
And that's what I felt hearing
you.
Just now, regardless of the walk of life that a person comes to, I mm-hmm. guarantee you everyone hearing this, they're like seeing the world that you're painting with the songs. And if they don't, they should send me an email and tell me why, because that's crazy if they don't. Well, I'm going to be greedy and have us listen to one more of your songs. This one is off your album 12, and it's called Distance. But Latrell, first of all, tell us, what's it about?
Separating yourself from people that's holding you back. That's really the whole, and that's whether it's family, friends, business associates. It was just more so inspired by watching my little brother grow, and like he's a musician as well, and like he's been doing really amazing things. But it was like a point where he was trying to like, hey, am I going to pursue school or pursue music? And like this was basically my open letter to him, like, hey, you have a choice.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Sure.
This is Distance.
Am I wrong to tell my little brother follow his dreams? How we gonna fail when his friends get that college degree? Probably like me, got a semester to go. And I don't plan on going back, it don't connect with my goals. Most doubt it,
Latrell James is a Dorchester-based rapper and producer. His latest album is 12. He's also the voice of the Good Goes Round ad campaign for Cheerios. Latrell, thank you so much for coming in, for performing, and for talking with me. I had a great time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
And before we go, everyone, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be out for the next couple of weeks, and I will miss spending this time with you every day, but trust me, you will be in great hands, so don't worry about it. Have a fantastic start to your summer. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.
Good for me.